Cork will qualify for the league final just about in the end, on a final scoreline of Cork 5 goals and 10 points, Donegal 3 goals and 13. But I suppose, Mo, you cannot but put your hands up and applaud the effort of Donegal in the end. The concession of 2 goals in the second half made it a little bit harder again. You know, we're 8 points down after 4 minutes, but the heart and commitment they showed out there, you can't deny, like, that, you know, they gave everything they had.
Yeah, they absolutely did, to be fair, and they're going to be hugely disappointed maybe going home at some of the different aspects of the game today. I mean, they're going to be taking a good look at themselves, but like I always say, league is a platform for bigger things. It's a platform for the championship. You know, that was a brilliant test out and a brilliant testimony out there today. I mean, Cork have proven again, yet again, to be, you know, one of those elusive teams, very, very hard to get on top of, you know, and once they get on top of you, it's very, very hard to come back, Tommy. But I mean, the girls put in an absolute heartfelt display out there. They really, really did try. Those goals, as I said, they were the difference between the teams in the end, you know, Tommy.
Yeah, they were. Lake Nehemberka, Orla Finn, 1 goal and 7 points. And but for Donegal, there were so many great performances as well, Mo. It's Geraldine McLaughlin with 8 points, Karen Guthrie with 2-3. That's 2-11 for them out of 3-13 again. I mean, you know, they really are the sharpshooters up front. But there's plenty of other good displays as well right throughout the park for Donegal.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like a lot of different turnovers. Like, the, you know, we always look to the forwards, and I mean, because they're racking up the scores. But defensively, you know, Donegal were, you know, very good. There was a lot of good displays in the defensive role today. Roisin Rogers made 2 great blocks and there, you know, Evelyn McGinley turned over a couple of nice balls in there. Nicole McLaughlin maybe got a header player in odd time as well. So, I mean, that's a wee bit of experience. You know, Emer Gallagher had a tough out there with Emer Scally coming in the second half. A fresh set of legs coming off the bench and a very experienced player, Emer Scally, as well. Like, and she definitely did add, as did those other Cork substitutes as well. But Cork can look to the bench and bring on players like that as well. And, you know, we brought on the likes of Kate Keeney there, come into the game. Trasa Jenkins, formerly known as Trasa Doherty as well. She come in there, that's a wee bit of experience to the team as well. Like, Donegal are going to be very, very disappointed, but they should hold their heads high, you know, to be honest. Like, it was a cracking display of football out there, you know, and it really sets the bar. And I mean, I think they've set a marker for other teams, and Cork will be looking in the championship, and they won't really want to come up against Donegal maybe in the championship, because you know, on a different day, you know, Donegal will be out to get them now again as well, because they proved that they can stay close to them, you know.
Yeah, it certainly was. Donegal coming up short here in Tuam Stadium, but not short in determination, and you know, put themselves right into this game right throughout. It's been a whirlwind of a contest here in Tuam Stadium, but we're conscious we got to go back to the lads in the studio. But our broadcast came today in association with the Villa Rose Hotel and Spa and Bally Buffet. We thoroughly enjoyed the game here. Disappointing from a Roscommon or from a Donegal perspective, that just didn't happen for them on the day, but they can hold their heads up high, as I said. My sincere thanks to Mo for her co-commentary here and her help in Tuam Stadium today. It's been absolutely brilliant, and we look forward to working together again. But lads, from Tuam Stadium here, it's finished in the semi-final of the Little Ladies National Football League Division 1. It's a disappointment for Donegal, but it's Cork the victors here, lads. It's Cork 5 goals and 10 points, Donegal 3 goals and 13.